Hey Joy, it's Michael.
Hi Michael, how are you going?
That was easy, wasn't it? I'm doing really well. Where are you from originally? Yeah, exactly. A little bit of a sigh. Where are you from originally?
So I'm just from Australia, Sydney.
Where do you... You're not still in school, right?
No, I graduated last year, in April last year. That was my final year. And I graduated with a Bachelor of Business.
And where did you go?
Western Sydney Universities.
So how did you decide on your major? Were you always interested in business, or was it something that kind of you acquired when you were at school?
It was something I acquired at school. It's just I did it as a unit at high school, and I really enjoyed it. So I was like, why not do this at university? And it all worked out. Majored in management, did a bit of marketing and HR as well. So gave me that chance to dabble in everything.
And so now that you've graduated, are you working in a place that actually uses the things that you learned when you were in school? Is your family in a business? Is that one of the reasons why you studied business and management as well?
Yeah, my father used to own his own business. It was a carpet cleaning business. So really, it's just, I like the whole side of having that structure, whereas you can also become creative in the sense of the way that you tackle things, develop strategies and goals, and just how you can go about that. So I really like that combination of things. So that's what really made me go towards that area.
What is studying marketing like these days? Do you study online marketing as well as offline marketing as well?
Yep, of course, that was a big part. So they were continuously updating, you know, the information, making sure that we were aware of what's out there. So they did get us to dabble in that and really be aware of that and that it was out there. Because otherwise, if we do our degree and we just focus on all the old basic theories and information, that's not going to really assist us later on when we go back into the workforce. So it was a good mix of both.
And how do you perceive like the world outside of Australia as an opportunity, not just for travel, but for business as well? And is that something that you talked about in the units that you studied at school?
Oh, yeah. We did a couple global units. So units that focused on the different cultures, our interactions with them, how we can develop relationships, how Australia already has developed relationships with other countries, and how that can play a big part. And not only like business here at home, but if you want to expand and go overseas. So it's really just looking at that as a whole rather than everyone separate, because we're so connected now.
Yeah, I mean, the world does feel super connected. And I guess that's the other thing I'd like to know. When you were growing up, was traveling not just domestically but internationally something that you did with your family? Was it something that interested you?
Yeah, we mainly just went to visit family overseas because I have some family overseas, and that was about it. It was only to Turkey, and I hadn't been anywhere else. So that always interests me. I wanted to see other parts of the world, and that's why going on that study tour abroad was really important to me, was to get out there and experience something different.
I want to talk about the way you threw away that line about we just have family. The only place I've ever been has been to Turkey. Like, it's just, you know, some undesirable travel location where nobody would want to go.
No, it's great. I love it. It's I love the culture there, and just basically everyone's out and about. Everyone's so welcoming. You know, you can just walk down the street and just random strangers will talk to you. And I love that environment. It's just, you know, there's so many other places to explore in the world. I just don't want to limit myself to one place.
So how long has your family been in Australia? Or is it just that somebody from Australia moved to Turkey, or is it vice versa?
Oh, it's just my mother just moved from Turkey to here, to Australia. So based here in Australia, and occasionally we'll go over there to visit family, yeah.
That's awesome. Are you multilingual as well?
Oh, no, unfortunately, I understand a lot more than I can speak. Trying to learn, but it's on the list of trying to learn some languages. But first, obviously, I got to start off with Turkish. So we'll see how that goes. It's going okay, I guess.
But your mother, that must be your mother's native tongue, no?
Mm-hmm, yep. So she can speak two languages, which I find amazing as how. Like, it's very hard to learn, especially when you're a lot older. And you don't start off young, but she managed to learn, and no one can tell the difference. No one can really tell that she has an accent. So that's also cool.
Yeah, I'm super impressed with people that learn another language. I'll just say later in life. I'm sure your mother's not that old, but you know what I mean. But like later in life, like no, because if you grow up in Switzerland or if you grow up in Europe, you're just naturally exposed to multiple languages. It's easier. It's never easy, but it's easier. But for someone like your mom, who's moved, however old she was when she did move, then to come into an English-speaking country and just learn how to speak English like a native is just hard work, right?
Yes, exactly. And but I find that inspiring as well, someone being able to move to another country, be open to it, learn its language. So that's something that I've always been interested in as well, is exploring the opportunities that are out there in the world and in different countries, not just Australia.
Right. So tell me again about, let's back up, right, about this, not this internship, but sort of the study program that you did, the study tour that you did, how you found out about it, why you thought it was a good idea to do. And then what, let's just talk later a little bit about some of the experiences that you had there and what you learned. But first of all, like, how did you find out about it?
Yes, so it was for my capstone unit, so my final unit. I had a friend previously who did the course, and they went to Hong Kong for their study tour. She loved it, you know, being able to not only travel but experience something different and with other students. That was really interesting to me, and I really wanted to find out more about it. So I asked around and got all the information, and I was like, this sounds like a good opportunity that I can't pass up. So yeah, I went ahead with it, applied for it, went through the whole process, and I was lucky enough to get in.
Is it a competitive process to get in? In other words, do more students apply than actually get to go?
Yeah, I don't believe the exact numbers. I don't know the exact numbers, sorry. But there was quite a lot of students that applied for it, and there was only 14 of us, but then a few students couldn't attend, so the number dropped down. But yeah, it's a lot of classes. There was, I believe, maybe four classes, and there was another campus that was also going to go on this study tour. So there was a few students.
And was this the first time that you had been abroad without your family?
Yeah, that was correct. So that was also another big step. But then it was good to know that I had fellow students who were going with me. Some of them hadn't even been on a plane before.
Really?
So yeah, so being surrounded by those who were taking this step as well was really nice to know that you weren't alone on this journey to another country.
But was it like extra cool because your mom and dad weren't going to be? Do you have brothers and sisters as well?
Yeah. So it was good to have a bit of a break. You know, everyone can just stare to the side. You can go on a, not really a holiday, but just get away for a bit and do something different.
Yeah, but I mean, just from a different perspective, like when you travel to Turkey to see your mom's relatives, so you're kind of guided around by people that are older than you are, right? And they're also your parents, so your relationship with them is different than it would be with your other students, whether you know those students or not. But did you get a sense of not trepidation, but just like, wow, it's kind of amazing. And you went to where? To Singapore or?
Singapore, yeah,
So you're
Singapore.
like, I'm in Singapore, I've never been here before, and I'm now traveling without my family. Was it liberating at all?
It was actually. It gave me that taste of you know, going off, and especially being at my last unit, it was a good way to like end my degree and just say, all right, I've done it. Now I'm going to another country. I'm here, like this is a journey that I'm going on, you know. It's a journey where I can just go and explore. And yes, there's other people there, but I'm away from home. It's a new experience. It's a new environment. Like it just felt really good.
So, how long is the program?
So the study tour was only 2 weeks, but we did have to prepare for it beforehand. So that took a couple of months, you know, just talking to our client that we had here, because we went over there as a consultant. And so that was really important. And that was only 2 weeks. 2 weeks wasn't enough. It was definitely fun and an eye-opening experience.
Yeah, so tell me about, I didn't realize that you went over there as a consultant. Was that the entire team went over as a consultant or just you? And was that split up against other people?
We were in pairs, so it was split up, you know, so we had our own pairs, and basically we had objectives to meet. We just had to basically go there, experience Singapore's innovation and tech startup environment, and really just talk to some businesses there, get their experiences, their information, their advice, and just really come back to our client here in Western Sydney. It was actually the Western Sydney University Business Incubator. So they were just starting up, they were just new. So it was just getting some ideas and seeing if we could come up any for anything for them.
So which companies did you meet when you were in Singapore?
So a few of them was Unruly, Google Asia. Oh, there's a few. There was some more. It's so bad. It's been like a year now.
Yeah, it's been a while. I'm just curious.
Yeah, there were some other companies and tech startups that we met. Oh, I'm trying to think.
It's okay. Can you just characterize the difference to me, at least from your experience, of like going to a company like Google, which is, you know, well-established, global company worth hundreds of billions of dollars, and then going to a tech startup and just trying to qualify like what the differences were, what you felt was different?
Well, Google was inviting, but obviously because it's so big, it felt like it was laid back, but it still had that really corporate feel and that structure. Whereas the tech startups, they were welcoming, you know, it was more close-knit type of environment. So it felt welcoming. Like Google felt welcoming, but being in the tech startup environments, it was really just you're at ease more in a sense.
And what did you think you learned, like, overall? So you're there for 2 weeks, you see some startup companies, you see some big corporations, but you also see Singapore, which has got to be very different than Sydney for sure. What kind of, did you notice any cultural differences or any kind of day-to-day life differences just during your traveling around?
Here with Sydney, obviously in the city, there are people out and about, but once you go further inland and spread out, it's you don't see people out and about as much as you do in Singapore. Like their shops are open till 10 p.m. and you just see everyone walking out and about and just socializing, and just that environment in a sense was different. And seeing their rules, you're not allowed to chew gum in Singapore. A few of my fellow students found that a bit hard, not to be able to chew gum. It's just having those little differences and seeing how they go about their daily lives and their transport, their train subway system was a lot better than we have down here in Australia, for sure. So that was a nice bonus. So yeah, just basically how they're seeing the three cultures. So you've got the Chinese, Malaysian and Indian groups. They all have their subparts, but then they all come together as one. So that was really interesting to see all that and how they went about their lives.
Did you sense any of the cultural differences or diversity, and did you see that manifest itself in the food you ate? So did you eat any of the local food when you were there as well?
Oh, yeah. We the first night we had some traditional Malaysian food, and that was really nice. And then we had some Indian and Little India, and but I realized that Chinese food was quite prominent throughout. And then also Western style foods was also like takeaways and other things were there, which was interesting too, to see not fully Westernized, but to see some Western influence in Singapore.
Yeah. And were there any surprises, like before you left, did you have some preconceived notions that were either fulfilled, or when you got there, you're like, oh my God, the things that I thought were going to happen here are just completely different than what actually happened?
I actually didn't know what to really expect. Like, I've heard of Singapore before. I stopped over there once, but never got out of the airport. So it was really, I was just trying to be open-minded and just not have any perceptions beforehand and just walk into the experience with fresh eyes and just see everything for what it was.
And what do you think you learned, like, overall? So if you had to come back and talk to your other fellow students at Western Sydney and tell them why they should or shouldn't go, why you would recommend this as something that they should do, what are, like, the three things you would tell them, three reasons why they should go and do this thing?
For the experience, for the friendships, and basically for the culture. So being able to go there, do something new, do something different out of your comfort zone, you know. Don't feel afraid. Don't be like, oh, I've never been there. I don't know about this. I don't know if it's safe. Just as long as you're in a group or you can find someone to go with, it just do it because you won't regret it. Like I said, you'll meet new friends. You'll meet new people. It's not all about networking. It's about just meeting and learning from people. So learning about their culture, learning about their experiences, why they're doing something. And then also just basically just going there and just gaining all the information you can, basically, because the world has so much information, and why not just go out there and just try to find it? Don't sit, you know, at your desk or lay in your bed and just wonder what's out there, actually go and explore it, because you won't regret it.
I could not agree with you more. And when you came back, you had to write this big report, I guess, or report what you had learned when you were there. What are some of the things that you taught the consultancy that you had to report back to?
So basically, it was just trying to develop more of a tech startup environment here in Sydney, Australia. So yes, we have tech startups, but it was just building that innovation and really trying to cultivate that with the students. And we need to be a part of that. We can't lag behind, in a sense. So that was one thing, is just really, really trying to get the students involved. And when we went to University of Singapore, that was one thing as well. They really got their students involved in the processes with the startups and their own incubator. So that was really something that was suggested.
So you've been, now that you've graduated a year out of school, are you working now?
I actually came back from America. Doing the study tour in Singapore actually persuaded me to do a cultural exchange program with Walt Disney World. So I did that a couple months after I returned from Singapore. So that's what I was saying, like, accept any experience and take any opportunity that you can. That's what the study tour taught me to do, was to get out there. So that's what I've done, and now I've come back and in the process of being in between. So I'm looking to getting back into the workforce here in Australia.
Okay, but that's really interesting to me, actually. The impact, I think, of these trips, right, whether it's a study tour or it's an internship working abroad, is that it opens your eyes and it opens your mind to the idea that there's more than just the things that are proximate to you. Do you know what I mean? Like, when you're growing up, your entire world is just the things within a 10-kilometer space of where you're born. And once you get on a plane and go to a place like Singapore, and for you as well, you've been to Turkey too, it just opens up your mind and your eyes to the fact that, you know what, if I get an opportunity to go to the United States and work with Disney or learn something there, I'm going to go do that too. And then I'm going to come home and I'm going to tell more people about the fact that the more you travel, the more you learn and the more you grow. And then it impacts everything in the rest of your life, no?
It does. It does. And like especially when I went to Singapore and then I went to America, I met people from England, Germany, Japan, China. So I was meeting people from everywhere. So I was not only experiencing America, but they told me their stories and what they've done and about their countries. So it's like you take one opportunity and then you find out other things, and other things can happen because of that. So that's why you just got to take it, because you don't know what could happen and it could take you somewhere else that you never thought of going before.
Right. So do you consider, now that you've gone to Singapore and done the study tour, where that sort of inspired you to then, did you go to Florida when you were with Disney, or did you go to somewhere
else? Yes, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. So you go to Florida, you work with the Disney Corporation, you learn some things there, you meet some people from all over the world. Would you consider taking a job now outside of Australia?
Yeah, that could be a possibility. Like, I don't want to limit myself, and I don't want to say, as much as I love Australia, like, I would be more than willing to go and experience work somewhere else, you know, because once again, it comes down to, it's more than what you have around you. It's your, you know, like, yes, it's your country, it's your hometown, but there's other things out there, and we have the chance and the resources. You might as well go and try and explore that. And you can always come back.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you ever think about, so you said your dad ran his own company as well, right? So it didn't exist in like the standard corporate life. And now that you've, again, been to Singapore and you saw Google, but you also saw some startups, would you ever consider starting your own company?
Yeah, I have considered that. It's just, I have the drive and the passion for, you know, creating, but then it's, for me personally, it would be trying to find other individuals who wanted to start something similar and coming together as a group and then going on from there and taking that initiative to go on forward. So once again, it comes down to networking, really making just friendships as well, you know, making those connections with people, because you don't know where it's going to take you or what's going to happen and what you'll do. And yeah, just really thinking about it, but we'll see what happens in the future.
Yeah, I'm always curious, like, what your dad would say to you, what kind of advice he would give to you if you said, Dad, you know what, I'm not going to go work for a big company. I want to do something like you did and run my own company. I wonder what his response to that would be.
He'll say, go for it. as long as that's what you want to do, you have your family's support, and just go ahead. Like, really, just think hard, work hard, and your dreams will come true, and or you'll meet your goals.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Look, Joe, I really want to thank you for taking the time tonight. I know it's late there, for talking to me and running through with me all these experiences. It's been really interesting, and I really appreciate your time. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me, Michael. I really appreciate that. And I just hope to say to anyone listening, don't be afraid. Take any opportunity. You won't regret it.